Previous year, we displayed the menorah that is found till today in the Arch of Titus, which, if you know a little bit about Rome, the Arch of Titus is right on the path to the infamous Colosseum, where they would, spectators, thousands would come and watch the way the captured people were killed in different fights. They would have the people like fight animals and have all these different types of entertainment for the locals, which came at the expense of many, many lives. And they would take people, the Yidden, under this arch, and from there they would lead them to the Colosseum. But in that arch, they have a menorah that has a round shape. And that's why, till today, a large percentage of the world, including the Frum world, believes that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was round. The candles were round. But we're going to prove today that it's impossible that the menorah that they have engraved in the Shaar Titus could have been the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. So let's start with the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, which would be the prototype of the menorah that they would have in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi tells us that there's a pasuk in Parshas Truma, Perek Chaf Hei, pasuk Lamed Beis, Vishisha Konim Yoitzim Mitzidea. There was, the menorah was seven branched, six, one center branch, and six branches coming out from the sides, three on each side. Rashi says right away, Yoitzim Mitzideha, Lekan Ulekan Ba'alachsoin. They were coming out on a diagonal way. This is Pshutei Shel Mikra, right there in Chumash and Rashi. Rashi states clearly that the branches that came out from the center stick of the menorah came out in a diagonal shape. And we have the very famous picture that the Rambam himself drew in the Pirush Mishnayos as well as in the Rambam, where the Rambam draws the actual menorah. And there's some very interesting parts to the menorah. For example, the menorah has many different ornaments, which were beautiful shapes and designs. One of them being the gviim, the cups. They were called gviim alexandrium. They were like Alexandrian cups that were narrow on the bottom and a little bit wider on top. Most people understand, and most people thought, that the cups were right side up. Instead, if you look in the Rambam's picture, the cups are upside down. And Rebbe explains it that the reason for sure, al pi ruchnius, that the cups are upside down because the menorah was a mashpia, not a mekabel. The point of the menorah was to give light. A cup that's poured upside down is a sign of hashpa, it's a sign of giving. Which, I heard a good vort, which says, there's a big discussion if you see a cup that's half, is it half full or half empty? So someone said, well, it depends if it's pouring or receiving. That's the difference, if it's half full or half empty. But the point is that the cups are upside down, but very, very clearly the menorah's branches come out in a diagonal form. Now, when this picture was published, a lot of people said, well, the Rambam wasn't being very exact. The Rambam himself says it's a general picture. Lav Davka, you can prove from the sketch of a Rambam's picture that he meant seriously that the branches were diagonal, even though it seems to be very clear in the picture. But later on, it was printed, the Pirush of the Rambam's son. The Rambam had a son, Reb Avram ben Rambam, which we'll learn about in our Shir Klali coming up on Motzei Shabbos, the first Shir, where the Rambam's son writes on this very pasuk. Listen, look what he writes. It says, "V'shisha konim," that the branches are coming out. "B'yosher k'moishetzir oisa abba morizal." It's coming out in a diagonal, just like my father drew it. "Loi b'igul k'moishetzir oisa zulosai," and specifically not round, like other people try to draw. In other words, he's saying that the Rambam, when he drew the branches on a diagonal way, it was specifically diagonal. It was exact. The Rambam's own son testifies that it was specifically diagonal and not round. So here we have Eidos from the highest levels, the Rishonim, the Rambam and Rashi, which tell us that the Menorahs and the Beis HaMikdash were diagonal shaped, and the Menorah that's on the Shaar Titus is round. But there's more than that, even though for us that's enough. If you look in the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara there discusses the shape of the Menorah. And the first thing it tells us is that the Menorah was 18 Tvachim tall. And the Gemara there goes through tefach by tefach how the Menorah was built when you looked at the Menorah. And the first thing it tells us that it had raglayim, that the Menorah had little fisalach on the bottom. That was the way the Menorah was shaped. It didn't have this base, it had feet. If you look in the picture of the Menorah on the Shaar Titus, there are no raglayim, there are no feet there. But even more, you could say maybe they were missing out, these raglayim. But I want to point out to you, and this is in English, and again, this is not from, you know, the most frumest sources, but this is facts, where the person is describing the Menorah on the Shaar Titus. Look what the person writes, it's here in English. "Archaeologists have noted that the Menorah of Titus has a base that looks curiously Roman. It's hexagonal base is laden," which means it's full, "with images of Roman mythological creatures, dragons, griffins, lions, eagles, and sea creatures. There's poshet symbols of Avodah Zorah all over the base of the Menorah that's on the Shaar Titus." If you actually look at that base in the picture, there's poshet dragons and different things that are engraved into the base of the Menorah. Every single person understands that that was not the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. The Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash obviously did not have these Roman creatures of Avodah Zorah all over it. So obviously the Menorah that they're portraying was not the Menorah the way we know it was in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we do about this? So the Rebbe spoke about this at great length, and there's a sikh in Lekut HaSichas, Chelek Chof Aleph. And we're going to learn one of the oisiyos of that sikha, where the Rebbe says the following thing very, very strongly. "V'im keinim advorim," if what I'm telling you is correct, "is me'anochen lahachzer atorah liyoishna," it's time to go back to basics. "As the yalav es velchamachin tziyurim from the Menorah," everyone that makes pictures of the Menorah, they want to teach Yidden, they want to teach children how the Menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. "All pictures of the Menorah should be with diagonal branches." And according to what the Rebbe explained, in the earlier parts that there are Svarim that say that it was round, and their basis is because they say the Rambam doesn't say that it was diagonal in the Sefer Yad. Meanwhile, the Rambam's picture wasn't printed then, it wasn't revealed, and we didn't have the Pirush of the Rambam's son printed when those Svarim were printed. The Rebbe says, now that we have that, it's clear that you can't base it on the Rambam. Therefore, as ein cholek bedover, there's really no machloikis about how the menorah looked. And now the Rebbe gets very, very specific that there are a lot of moistis chinuch that their stationery has a menorah in it. Now, a lot of these moistis chinuch, their stationery has a round menorah. The Rebbe says that they should change it. Their tzia menorahs are techenin dikale menorah v'chatzi keshes. They should stop their printing of their stationaries with the wrong menorah, and they should put on it the menorah with the diagonal branches. Now, many people think, so what's the big deal? And the Rebbe finishes off that sicha by explaining that the round menorah represents the victory of Romans over Yidden. The menorah is supposed to be the symbol of that Yidden are mashpia on the world, on the goyim. Instead, you're using a menorah which is a symbol of Rome's victory and destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So not only is it wrong historically how it just wasn't like that, the menorah that you are promoting goes against our values, goes against the whole purpose of what the menorah really is all about, and it's only bringing out the koyach, the might of the goyim. And therefore, instead of it being a kiddush Hashem, it's a chilul Hashem by promoting this type of menorah. And that was one of the Rebbe's big campaigns, to try to get as many, many institutions to change their symbol, to change their stationery, and that people should know that the menorah is Eidusi l'chol boi oilam, shashchina shoyda b'Yisrael.